A roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Ronnie J, please turn me up.
Back to the little boom, way on some bump.
He really did mumble through that beginning part.
Rain come, rain come, come shine, come rain, come on. South side, let it bang. Outside, let it rain. Rain down on the pain. Rain down on the slain. Rain down for my mom. Rain down on the farm. Shower us with your love. Wash us in the blood. Drop this for the thugs. No, I grew up in the mud. The top is not enough. Wash us in the blood.
Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here that can say?
I didn't like this song at first. Yosh put me onto it. I didn't like it at first.
Why?
Because I saw the video first, and the audio sounds weird on YouTube. But then I listened to it on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But the beat is a little bit crazy, though. I will say that.
Genocide what it does. Slavery what it does. Rain down on us. Hold lights on the drugs.
We're going.
Wash us in the blood. Wash us in your blood. Wash us in the blood. Wash us in the blood. Wash us in the blood. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, help now. Wash us in the blood. Whole life being thus. No choice selling drugs.
And boy, do we need the blood of Jesus, because good Lord, July is continuing with that bull crap. Listen to this. Wait a minute, I turned it on. Hold on, let me restart it. Hold on.
So this person on Twitter went viral saying, "Hey, you remember those human-sized bats I told you about in the Philippines?" I said, "No, I don't know you like that."
I don't know.
And they said, "This is what I'm talking about." I said, "You know those pictures that just take your breath away?" Upon further research, this is true. This is the golden-crowned flying fox. And I don't know what I would do if I saw this hanging outside.
Flying fox.
Like, you don't just get a broom. You can't just tell it to scat. You gotta shoot it. You need a snub nose or a riot shotgun for this thing. Because that is just not your typical vermin. That's a person. That is a homeless person with strong toes and eczema. That is not a bat. The thing with these things they're not this big. Their wingspan is human size, so their wingspan can get up to 6 feet tall. But the crazy thing about this picture is that people have since said if this was the golden-crowned flying fox, where is his golden crown? Like, he's just blacked out, just, you know, early Bruce Wayne, the real Batman. He's just like, "I don't know where you got this rich white dude thing from, Bruce Wayne, but I'm Batman."
So anyway, you get the gist of it. This is episode 70 of the ET Podcast. That is Eric.
And we got Trey.
Trey.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's
and,
do this.
We are.
Let's do this.
Stop it. And we are here.
Let's do this.
To discuss July's potential BS. Continue along with the trend of 2020.
There you go. Yeah.
God cover us in the blood, please. Because not only is that a thing that was discovered in Thailand. Which, I actually, before I even go on to the next thing, that is horrifying. If I saw a human-sized bat.
Dude, imagine this.
Oh my.
You're on the street walking, like, it's about to get dusk, right? Mm-hmm. From far off, you see this thing coming down.
I would think it's Jeepers Creepers. Like, right away, I'd be like, oh, that's, nah, I got this.
I'm like... Dude, where would you hide with something like that?
You don't. You die. You don't hide. You die.
Yo, this is so scary. No, because I was doing research onto this. Apparently, they grow up to, like, well, obviously 6 feet.
I think it's the wingspan.
The wingspan.
Though. It's not the actual body of it.
Yeah, themselves, they're like a huge eagle, basically.
Oh, that's still scary, man. Even if I saw a giant eagle...
that wouldn't be any less terrifying.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying, like, what would you do if you see that little thing, or not a little thing, that big old thing coming down?
Man, I'm dying. I'm probably going to get killed by that thing if it decides to attack me. How do you fend that off?
Dude, that is so funny. It's
like fighting a regular person, but then they got strong toes, like he said, and they got eczema. What if the eczema is contagious from the bat? I know it's not from humans, but what if it was from the bat?
Apparently, those animals are endangered.
Good.
And the scientific name...
PETA, listen. That thing could kill all of us. Yeah. So don't come at me with that. I'm glad that thing is being is an endangered species.
But
that thing is... No.
That looks scary, though. Dude, that looks like a little toddler.
Horrifying.
Though. But the real name is Acerondon jubatus.
That's in Spanish. That's not...
No, that's the scientific name. Acerondon jubatus.
I'm just going to call it the golden bat.
The golden
flying fox.
But yeah.
It's already a mouthful.
But I'm pretty sure there's been a long, like, it's been going on for a while. I mean,
why is it just now being recorded?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and those things, those, there was two pictures I saw, because there was another one, and with both pictures, they were just sleeping out in broad daylight. I thought they slept in caves.
With the Asian guy?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, this that was one, but then there's this one also.
That looks scary, Zach.
See this one?
Yeah, no, that's,
Yeah.
But
that is,
I mean, the reason why we brought this up is because we're trying to basically predict what's going to happen for July.
I mean, this is the seventh month in. What they say, lucky number seven.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. Hey, man. I don't believe in luck, but please, for the love of God, just ease up. Oh, hold on.
This is the perfect number of God, though. So,
yeah. We on the ET podcast, man. Don't say nothing self-incriminating. Don't tell us about how you robbed Target.
Gotcha. What the heck?
What's up, Joe?
He did not rob Target, allegedly.
I mean, he looted Target in the riots.
We don't know.
Nah.
No, I'm just joking.
Josh, what we want to ask you is,
how is your mental health? How's your soul?
No, I mean that, but... your predictions for July. Go.
Ooh. July has started. So give me like a second for this.
Okay.
Dang, it's really overwhelming.
I'll say mine. I'll go off mine first.
Gotcha.
I think, like you just said, God's perfect number is seven. That's what Eric said.
Right.
So I think we might be good now. It's just going to be, maybe not as much. We'll go back to stuff not being reported as much, which it sucks, but it's good at the same time, because we need a mental health break.
Because
it has just been wave after wave of just negativity. And so I think we might be all right this month. We might be okay.
What do you think?
I really hope.
Josh?
But as far as the rest of the month, I can't say.
I say for me personally, like, I'm probably just going to try to be more productive again. Because I've just been, like, taking a break from social media and, like, from watching TV and stuff, because it's just too stressful these days, because they just talk about all kinds of bad news all the time.
You're not
on all these different platforms. So
you're right.
I've just been taking a break away from all this stuff and, like, I just started posting on Instagram again because I had the motivation again, and
okay.
So
I like that.
I'm also just gonna start hanging with friends again more and everything, and try to like enjoy life again.
Oh yeah, I keep bringing it up, but we still gotta go, I guess, drive around Minneapolis. I'm gonna have to fill up my gas tank. Because you know where everything is. You and Ryan are two people who know, like, Ryan knows all the food spots.
He lived down there.
I know, but I'm just saying, though, like, he has taken Angela to every single food spot you can think of, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And they ain't been married but what, almost 4 years? Like, what you gonna do for the rest of your life? How you gonna impress her? You know what I'm saying? So
there's some hole in the wall spots though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's crazy.
So yeah, there's that.
But yeah, we gotta do that. So
yeah.
What about you, Eric? What's your prediction? Your goals are, I guess.
Well, to be honest, as far as with the pandemic in the United States of America, I think we're not at our worst yet. We're still going to, and the reason why I say this is because there's still a lot of people. I was watching this video of like people fighting, sort of like, my body, I choose what to do, whether I want to wear a mask or not. Those are the people that will get sick and die. And it doesn't make sense because they make it seem like, yeah, it's mandatory. But dude, just for like, if you're in public area, not forever.
I was going to say, like, those people, all you have to do is just do it for the sanity of others. Even if you don't necessarily believe it. Like, I don't like wearing I do like wearing a mask, honestly. I just like
I don't. I
like having an excuse to wear a mask. But I really do it for the sanity of others. I'm not personally bothered by it because I walk in divine, godly protection. So.
But you guys. You guys want to know three crazy things that they're predicting for 2020?
The end of the world.
Yeah.
I know that's one.
So, listen to this one. World One.
Surprised.
It says, World One, a computer program named World One, which was developed in 1973 at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, known as MIT, predicts 2020 to be the year when a series of catastrophic events kick off a 20-year process of a slow demise of human civilization.
That sounds about right.
Now, the second one, the second coming. According to 1973 book by astrologer Jane Dixon, Jesus scheduled to return sometime in the years 2020 through 2037, ushering in the apocalypse. But then again, she also predicted that there would be a cure for cancer by 1967. So obviously that's dumb. And maybe actually, maybe there already is
a cure for cancer.
So, you know, but
there's got to be a cure for HIV. Look at Magic Johnson. It just matters how much money you have.
Right. And then the third one, the Viking Stone, a team of Swedish researchers recently managed to decipher the writings of a stone slab dated back to 800. It turned out to be a Viking prophecy about the end of the world due to a battle with the weather.
All right. See, I put that in the same boat as the Mayan calendar. So that's
irrelevant.
But this one is interesting because it says a worldly eerie of the current unfolding climate crisis. So, I mean, we're kind of seeing that, though.
Yeah. I don't put too much stock into that.
What I have to say, though, is this. So, like, the Bible talks about there being...
It's not the second coming, the rapture.
Oh.
It would be the rapture. People still keep getting the order wrong. Sorry, go ahead, Yosh.
But yeah, Trey. So, what I'd say is this. So, the Bible says that, like, no man knows the day or the hour. Exactly. So, like,
Jesus don't even know.
No, nobody knows, really.
I need to find that scripture. Jesus said himself, I don't know when the Father will send me.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this one is giving a prediction, 2020 or 2037.
Here's what
Go ahead.
Here's what I think. So, like, it very well could happen this year. I would not be surprised because this year's already pretty crazy. But I think, like, the gospel needs to get out and everything. And once, like, revival happens, I don't think this is going to come back necessarily. So. But we're still kind of waiting for that.
But here's the thing, though. We've had revivals. We've had different revivals. So, like, at what point, you know, does he come back? I mean, and I'm not trying to be like how it talks about those Christians who eventually in the Bible, they're just like, oh, well, you said you were coming back and you never did, and it don't seem like you're coming back no time soon. I'm not trying to sound like that. Yeah. I'm just trying to say, like, exactly when, you mm-hmm. know, because I really want to know. I'm not losing my faith. I'm not losing my hope. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't know exactly when, you know.
Yes, sir.
So.
I know for me personally, like, when I look at this world right now, I'm like, they need God. And, like, it's like a lot of people are sleeping right now.
Yep.
On Christianity and the reality of Christ and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't seem like a revival on a mass scale has happened yet, like worldwide, at least in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, until that happens, Jesus is not going to come back necessarily, because, like, there's so many more people that need to be reached by the gospel.
Yeah,
that is true.
So, true. Yeah. Because, like, it's really tough being here on Earth right now, because there's just, like, not a whole lot to look forward to necessarily. But, like, I know that there's, like, a mission out there for us as believers, and we got to reach this, like, lost and dying world. So I know I'm here for a purpose right now, but.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so
go ahead.
I know the revival is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't know when.
Yeah.
It seems like it's very close, though.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Yeah, I'd say, like, so, too.
Even with, like, the latest Kanye West video, he was talking about, like, washing us in the blood, because, like, I think he kind of sees what's going on in this world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in his video, he showed, like, different, like, acts of violence happening these days and everything, and, like, police brutality and all kinds of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
he was, like, saying, like, for, like, that we need to be washed in the blood of Christ, and that we need the Holy Spirit to come down and kind of cleanse us and just set everything right. Because, like, none of the, like, no earthly solution is going to necessarily solve all these problems. I need God, so.
I do want to say something. This is kind of random to say about when people say Holy Spirit come down. Andrew Womack preached this sermon a few years ago, and he was talking about it was called You've Already Got It. And he was saying basically, like, everything that we need from God, we have on the inside of us, because Christ lives in us. The Holy Spirit dwells within mm-hmm. us too. So it's like, really, you're talking to yourself. You're talking to your inner being. And so when mm-hmm. people say Holy Spirit come down, or Jesus come down, whatever, it's like, he's always with you. He's omnipresent.
Yeah, you're right.
Omnipotent? Whichever word it is.
But what did you say his definition was again?
Huh?
What definition?
I forgot which word it is, but it's something like
what words did you say before that? Because I know all the different words or whatever.
There's omnipresent, and then there's
that means you're everywhere all at once.
Okay, so that's the right one. So what is omniscient?
Omniscient or omnipotent?
I don't know. I'm butchering the word.
Because omnipotent means all powerful.
Okay.
And then omniscient means all knowing.
Okay, well, either way, he's all three of them. So, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Dang, Josh. Well, want to thank you for calling us back. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, because everybody else sent me the voicemail.
Dang. Yeah. That was, like, in 10 minutes, because I was, like, watching TikTok and everything.
Wow.
You got to get off TikTok. They're racist.
Hey, think about this, though. So, they had, like, those... those, like, black church videos and stuff, like the parodies. See,
that makes it even worse. Was it black people doing the videos?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Well, yeah, one dude was like in a store. He was like laying hands on mannequins, and like, they're falling out in the Holy Ghost and stuff.
All right, see, that's a little bit dangerous. That was a little bit dangerous.
It was crazy.
Oh man,
it kind of reminds you of like Kevin on stage a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That one video where he was, I can't remember. He was like, when preachers like anoint like articles of clothing or whatever, and it was like, can I borrow your hat for a minute? And he was like, it's anointed. And then he like threw it back to him. Or actually, he put the hat on and he was like, the devil thinks you're a smooth criminal. And then he put the hat on. He was like, y'all ain't see the lean.
Oh my
God. He was like, and he threw it back to the dude. He was like, it's anointed now because it left my hands.
That was messed up.
That was hilarious.
But it's so funny, though. Man.
Anyway.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for tuning, bro.
tuning, yeah. checking in or with us.
Yeah, calling us back.
Yeah.
But
getting phoned by a friend.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to be a millionaire? I don't know.
I've never watched that show. So
it's good. It was a good show back in the day.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, all right, man. All right,
bro.
We're gonna let you go, man.
Take care, man.
Okay. See you guys.
See you. Thank you. Bye.
No problem.
Bruh.
And there you have it, guys.
Yo.
This is a really long.
Yeah, I know that applause is super long.
But yeah, hope we didn't scare you. This is pretty short, but
yeah, it's a shorter episode. We had. We had a lot of issues recording this episode. We're gonna keep it hot with you. This is the third episode we recorded today, and the vibe was not right on the first two. It's just,
I mean, I think it was, but we made it into an issue.
I felt like we were missing something. So
a little, it's a blah, blah.
What just happened?
I don't know, dude. All right, guys. Well, we'll let you guys go. Go get some food.
How do you know they're hungry?
Hey, everybody's hungry.
This is why we're having a short episode today, and this is why this is the third episode we recorded. We couldn't get it
why,
right today.
This is why I'm hot.
We are out. This has been episode 70 of the ET podcast. That has been Eric. And I have been Trey.
Let's do this.
And we already Let's did this. So I'm just gonna and we are out. Sorry for the super short episode. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music. I said Apple Music. Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
And did I say SoundCloud already?
Yeah. There you go.
And then again. So, also we have a bunch of new stuff in the works.
Oh, yeah.
New logo designs. We have another thing that we're working on.
Yeah.
And
let you guys know. Keep you updated.
Yep. So, see you.
All right. Peace.
We're out.
The choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
Man, she was hella quiet.